For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
We give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, we exalt your majesty. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7 to 8. Hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and what? You shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Praise God. So now it will mean, the first thing it will mean is that you ask first before you seek, and then you knock. Is that correct? Another meaning could be you do the three of them at the same time. If you be today, I come to prayer, our Father Bill is acting. Then tomorrow is our Father Bill is sitting. Then next tomorrow I'm coming is nothing. Hallelujah. It could be anytime I'm going to pray, I do the three of them at the same time. I hope we together. But then I have a lot to say on asking. I have a lot to say on seeking. And I have a lot to say of knocking. Praise God. So what we'll be only focusing on today is asking in prayers.
Say with me, asking in prayers. Asking in prayers.
Hallelujah. Asking in prayers. Say with me, asking in prayers. To ask means to make a request. Hallelujah. To ask means what? To make a request. Psalms 2 verse 8, what does he say? Ask of me of the healing. Is that what he says? Psalms chapter 2 verse 8. To ask means to make a request. Ask of me and I will give you the healing for your inheritance. Yes, sir. And the ends of the earth for your possession. Praise God. Ask of me and I will give you Lagos, and I will give you Abuja, and I will give you Lokoja. I will give you Nigeria for your inheritance. Are we together? To ask also means to put forward a question that is to be answered. To ask means to put forward a question that is to be answered. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 22 and 1 Samuel 23 verse 3. Verse 2, if you are a King James reader, you will be acquainted with the word inquire.
Inquire.
Are we together? You will be used with the word inquire. Inquire means to put forward a question. And then you went to God and asked, inquire. Hallelujah. Can you recall it? That is a question. Is that correct? It's asking and then asking somebody to answer. What is your name? It's a question, an inquiry. It's different from making a request. All of them are referred to as asking. Are we together? And final meaning of asking in scripture is to interrogate. To interrogate. Now, this one is from somebody seeking to know. The last one is from somebody that knows, trying to prompt somebody. Job 40 verse 6. Job 40 verse 6. That is when God asks you a question. It's not because he doesn't know the answer. Is that true? When God asks Adam, where are you? All of us know that God didn't get the answer. God says, sit down, Job, and let me ask you a question. Where were you when the foundation of the earth was formed? And God began to ask him serious questions. And then he discovered that he could not answer. Are you there? All right, sir. Can help us?
Job chapter 14:6.
Yes.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and
prepare yourself like a man, bro. Prepare yourself like a professor. Yes.
I will question you and you shall answer me.
I will ask you and you will answer me. Thank you. Okay, that was what I want to get, sir. Thank you very much. Now when God is asking you, you know it's not that you inquire. Now when men are inquiring, Lord, should I pursue the Philistines? God saying, pursue. We are asking out of ignorance. Is that not true? But what God is asking is asking out of knowledge, just to probe, just to inquire. Now there are three facts about asking in the Bible that I want us to know. Number one, God is aware in fact, in bracket, more aware of our needs spiritually, physically, and in our soul more than we are. God is aware. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 7 to 8. Please, I want us to read this text. Matthew 7, 6, 7 to 8. God is aware, fully aware of our need. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 7 to 8. Yes, sir. Yes.
And when you pray, do not use vain repetition.
Don't use vain repetition.
As the heathens do.
As the heathen do.
For they think.
They will be heard by their many words. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Yes.
For they think that they will be heard for their many words.
Yes.
Therefore, do not be like them.
Therefore, don't be like them.
For your father
knows. Please listen. For our father what?
Knows these things.
Knows these things. Yes. Not the things or these things.
The things.
Our father knows the things.
You have need of.
Yes.
Before you ask him.
Yes.
In this manner, therefore, pray.
Alright, thank you very much, sir. Now this is very, very interesting. God said, I know what you need, but ask. Is that the truth? God is aware that I need my healing. But he said, ask for it. God is aware that I need school fees. But he said, he will not give me till I ask for it. Praise God. It's not funny. Your father, you have a child, you know the child is hungry, but ask for food. That is the way it must be God. God knows that we need these things, but he said we should ask. I pray that God give us understanding. Number two, I want to understand about our needs. God has all our needs supplied and available. God has all our needs supplied and available. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. The Bible says all things that pertain to life and godliness, or God has given us, H-A-T-H. He has already given us all the things that we need. Hallelujah. So all our needs have been met. There is nothing that will ask God for that he has not given us. When we ask him, he shows us how to receive them. Praise God. But all our needs, there is nothing that belongs to me that God is holding. My money he has given me. My house, my future, my salvation, the anointing, everything. He has given it to me. Hallelujah. One of the powerful statements of Master Moro said that we don't pray for our future. He said we release our future. He said our future is in us. That is a heavy statement. That is true. We don't pray for our future. Your future is in you. You release your future. Hallelujah. So all our needs have been met by God. All prayer and fasting we have been doing is just to know how to receive our needs. Are we together? Number three. No need is impossible for God. And no need is too much for God to do. In Matthew 19:26 and then Luke 18:27, the Bible keeps saying with men some things are impossible, but with God all things are what? With men there are certain things that are impossible, but with God all things are possible. Can you say with me? With God all things are possible. If I ask God for a private jet, Prof, ask God for a private jet, ask God for a private jet. 10 of us ask God for a private jet. It's not too much for God to do. You understand? They say, now only if they ask too much. You know, sometimes you come to pray, maybe I'll be asking too much. Some people say, what they may be asking is too much. There is nothing that is too much for you that God cannot do. Are we together? And then finally, number four. You must verbalize all your needs just as you did at salvation. You must verbalize
This will lead us to the next point, and then we'll close. You must verbalize your needs. Say with me, I must verbalize my needs. Now, this is very, very important. I wish every this was a Sunday, and then people can hear this. How did you get saved? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 11 says, by you believe with your heart unto righteousness. Is that correct? But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Is that what it says? Let's read it. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Is that correct? 10 verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto what? So if you only believe in your heart, you are declared righteous. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Is that correct? Now when we lead people to Christ and then we say, save this after me, because until you say it and confess it. Now what about somebody that is dumb? How does he get? You know, you can speak in your heart. Is it true? Can somebody speak in his heart? Yes. You must have a way. Nobody gets initiated into any society without a verbal consent. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, the Bible says, by the words of our mouth we are justified. Is that correct? So whatsoever you say will be the basis of the things happening in your life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 is a very, very interesting scripture. It says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Then what does it say? Make your request known unto God. No matter may have focus, or don't be anxious. And then be thanksgiving, be thankful. But the end, after doing all these things, say your request. Is it not true? Come on, is that true? Are you there? Okay, everyone read it. Hallelujah.
Okay, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
But in everything.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything.
By prayer and supplication.
By prayer and supplication.
With thanksgiving. Make your request.
Then he said, mention the request. You get it? How do you get that, guys? Let the request. What are you here for? After you have thanked me, you have praised me. Thank you very much, bro. After you have thanked me, you have praised me, you have done everything. He said, say what you want. Come on, how do you get that? Now, why is asking necessary? This is the cross of the text that we close. Why is asking necessary? Please hear me. You may not have heard it before, you may not have heard it this way. So I want us to open your eyes, ears, know everything to give you enough attention. All together. Say with me, why is asking necessary? Number one, requesting shows who you depend on. Who you ask, show who you depend on for your supply. God was angry with Moses because of the children of the Israelites. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 24, the Bible says the children of the Israelites complained to who? Moses. They complained to Moses. And then in verse 16, verse 2, to 7, also said they murmured and complained to Moses and not to God. Do you understand, dear guys? Give me a barrel. That is, I am asking you, not him. Is that true? For what I ask, give me a barrel, whosoever you are asking. Now, there are many spirits in heaven. There is the spirit of God, there is the spirit of the devil, there are demons. When you don't put a request, you must identify who are you sending it to. How do you get that, guys? So when you ask God, you are telling him, Lord, I depend on you.
Sorry.
That was how God has destroyed Moses, because God said, you didn't glorify me, because the people said, must I give you water out of this rock? So it looked as if it was Moses that was doing it. So when you ask God, you are telling God, this is one of the revelations that God told me when I started ministry. When God told me not to get job, not to do certain things, just I learned how to ask God. God told me something. Then when you have a problem, please hear me. When you have a problem, the first person that comes to your mind is who you depend on. When you want to pay school fees, me and you know that when you want to pay school fees, your brain is good, but all you are thinking about is your father, your mother. 2 years later, God told me that you don't depend on me. That's the truth. Because the first person, when you say, you need to provide the children that doesn't buy material. The first person that comes to your need is your friend that gives you money. But then you know there are people in school that when they have need, they don't have anybody to look up to. The only one they have is God supply for me. I remember people that are in school. That it was only God that they have. Nobody paid their baby people that they were able to pay for their school fees. They are able to do everything. Nobody to God. Hallelujah. So when they have a problem, those people are forced. The first person that they think of, they don't have an uncle, auntie, nobody in the world. All they say is, Lord, help me. And by God's mercy, God has brought me to that point in ministry. And I don't have anybody to call. So when we have a need, I just have to hold somebody down and pray, Lord, you are my helper. If you don't help me, where will I go to? I'll get up. So requesting and asking God for your daily bread and everything, show who you depend on. Number two, when you make a request, this will blow your mind. It shows the exactness of what you want. Requesting allows God to know what do you want. Hey. When you ask God for something, you are telling him what you want. Are we together? In Mark chapter 10, from verse 46 to 51, was the journey of Jesus when he was in Jericho. And then there was a blind man, blind Bartimaeus. That's correct? When he came to Jesus Christ, when a blind man is coming to you, he must be calling your name. Thousands of them may have mercy on me. And then he's coming to you. What do you think is his problem? What do you think is what? So why do you think he was calling for Jesus Christ? He said, but when he came to Jesus Christ, when Jesus asked him, what will you have me do? Come on, is that true? Of course, Jesus will see. Can't you see that he's blind? Of course, you'll be blindness. But you can meet a blind man. I was listening to Pastor David Brady. Like in one of his crusades, he said, you're blind man. I wanted to pray for the blind person. The blind person said, don't pray for me. Pray for me to have money. True life story. He said, there are many people that with their blindness. He said, look at compounds. He doesn't have money and he's brought out. I want to have money. That was a problem. True life story. It's not everybody that wants to be healed. That everybody said he went to the bed of the woman that was terribly sick. Wanted to pray for her. She said, don't pray for me to be well. Why? Say, now that I'm sick, my husband from work, he comes straight to the hospital. Every day he is with me. When I was healthy from work, he goes to the beer bottle and come late night. I'm happy that I'm sick and he's coming to me. True life stories. Are you getting that? So when you just lead people to assumptions, you don't know what they really want. So when I ask God now, God, in the name of Jesus, I need this church to be full. Okay, this is what you want. This is the exactness. So when you ask God, it gives you the opportunity to know exactly what you want. What do you want? Help me that. It's in Mark chapter 10 from verse 35 to 36. James and the mother of Zebedee has two sons and they came to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, what will you have me do? He wanted to say what they want. How do you get that? So asking gives God the opportunity to know the exactness of what you want. Number three. When you ask, requesting, grant God permission. Say with me, asking gives God permission. Asking grant God permission. Yes. When you request, it means you are telling God you are the one I've given permission. The Bible said the earth, the heaven is of the Lord. Psalms 115 from verse 16. Said the heaven is of the Lord, but the earth has he what? Given to the sons of men. The man I think of this, he said, call unto me and I will what? Come on, call unto me and I'll do what?
and I will answer and show you great and mighty things of that knowledge. So when you ask, you are giving the person permission. Now listen to me.
Okay, should I say it?
You are sure to say it. There are many things I can tell Prof about his life personally. That I can look at him and tell him. But I can't. All I can do is to share from the word like I'm preaching now. But I know that if he give me, let's say I'm his mentor now. Let's say he gave a lady and say, I want to be mentor. Now that would give me the opportunity that I can look at him and say, this thing, like he said, it's black and white. Do you understand me now? Because by doing that, he has given me permission to speak. But that means that he doesn't have the permission to. I don't have the right. There are some things I cannot say to him. Because he has the right. But the Lord called free will in the spirit. There are many people that I see that there are some things that I can see that this thing is not, should not be like this. Or I can give you something to do me make it better. But I don't have that permission. That is it. Or does somebody come and give you the permission to speak? You keep quiet. So we have a will. So asking God is giving him the permission to act. It's giving him the permission. So you must ask, demand. One of the greatest things that God has given men is the right of their will. Praise God. And many of us say, I wish I could say, but I don't have the right to say. Because God, you're not giving permission. So, there are some people that when you say something now, who does he think he is? The more you grow in life, or the more you relate to people, you will learn that. Learn to maintain your boundaries. You will learn it very soon. If you're not learning, one of the things you will learn is with people. Learn to maintain your boundaries. But once you cross somebody's boundary that he has not given you permission to, the repercussion is not always palatable. So you will learn to maintain your boundaries. Stay in the boundaries that people are giving you. Now God will always give you. I know you must have had a preacher preach that a man gave God a house. God came to his house and said, please, I want to stay in your house. He didn't open the door. And then the devil came and flogged him. So there's a good story. Do you remember that story? The devil flogged him in the house. Yeah, I've got a story. Yeah, no, okay, let me share it for you for the first time. A man had a house, a mansion, upstairs and downstairs. Jesus came and knocked. Can I come to your house? Say no. And the night the devil came, flogged him and battered his life. The morning Jesus came and said, no. Say, Jesus, come inside. That room downstairs, let me have 18 rooms downstairs and then upstairs. Sleep downstairs, stay in this room. And then he's upstairs. Then the devil came again the next night, entered and went upstairs and flogged the man again. The man said, you know that I gave you a room in my house and you're allowing me to molest it. So you gave me downstairs. The devil molested you upstairs. Is that not true? So come upstairs and take room 7. And he was giving you room 30 or 15. The devil came and excused room 7 and went to his room and molested him. But you also will be in IOE room 27. Then the audience said, Pukuma take the house, like be in charge of everything. The next time the devil knocked, the vendor opened the door with Jesus Christ. Do you understand? You didn't hear this, so there's no story. Praise God. So when the devil says, okay, you want to go back. Because Jesus, he has given Jesus the permission. Without giving the permission, Jesus will never encroach. Many people have given God their spiritual life, but their body, they are not giving the permission. And you must constantly say, Lord, take care of my flesh. Are we together? You must constantly say things, consciously. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Are you understanding me? Are you learning something at all? All right, number 4. Asking enables us to know the source of our answers and supply. Isaiah 42 verse 8. Asking enable us to know the source of our what? Answers and supplies. When you ask, it enables you to know the source of your answer and your supply. Now you know something can just happen to you. Do you know how many people don't testify? I was thinking about the way it's a time of testimony. Only people who testify and spoke of. It's because some things that happen in our life, people can just attribute to luck, certificate, or because of I'm working there.
That's not true. Because they have never prayed about it. It just happened. So they were never, they cannot say it's God that did it for me. I don't think it's God. But when you have ever prayed for something and then it happened, you recognize that, wow, God has answered my prayer. So God said, I always reveal things before they happen. So that when they happen, you know, I did it. So when you ask, it helps you to know where it came from. I knew where this mic is coming from. Because I remember when I preached for you, when I prophesied, when I stood here, I said, I am holding mic. The calling of things that have been on, I knew where it came from. So when it came, I could kneel down and thank God because I remember when I prayed for it. Are we together? So when you ask for something, when the answer comes, you will know. That is what asking does to you. Number one. Number five. Now, asking cancels assumptions. Matthew 21:22. Asking cancels assumptions. Matthew 21:22. Whatsoever. Now, he shall ask in prayer, believing he shall receive. Now, what is whatsoever? Whatsoever means whatsoever. Every desire of it. Whatsoever. So now, I am before God. I came here to ask you about something. Something is everything. So God will not assume your needs. Same with me. God will not assume. Hey, I pray God will open your mind to understand what I'm saying. Praise God. God will not assume your needs. You must say it. This is very, very important, though. You know, one time I was saying, God, a time will come when I'll be like that. They're devoted. When I'm traveling, I don't need to pray for prayer point. God told me a day will never come when you will never pray for God's protection. Bishop Oyedepo was in his house around 6 a.m. He was about to travel to Israel or something like that. Then all of a sudden, early in the morning, with that announcement that their neighbor woke up into his house. I believe I'm going to stay to Pata. Then God sent me to pray for you. Pray for him. That was on that journey, the engine of their plane failed. It was a death sentence. Without that prayer, he would have been dead. That is Bishop Oyedepo. He needed prayer for his preservation. Do you understand that, guys? So prayer cancels assumption that I'm saying. When God told me that the reason I'm traveling, even though there is faith or confidence on God, he said, Father Lord, I ask for joining mercies. How to get up? Ask for joining mercies. And I step out and preserve. And I wake up with your mind today is blessed. It cancels assumptions. Hallelujah. Asking cancels assumptions. Number six. Asking reveals our level of faith and expectation. Asking reveals our level of faith and expectations. In Genesis 13 from verse 14 to 18, one of the scriptures where we get, as far as your eyes can what? Can see. Praise God. Romans 12 verse 3 says, God has given us, all of us, a nature of faith. Our faith are not the same. Asking shows our faith and what? Our expectation. Then Matthew 9:29. Then he turned their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Prof, can you ask me about the amount of money? How much do you want me to give you? How much? 10,000. Ask how much you can and I give you. 200,000. That's really faith. Praise God. Now, this is not a simple example. One asked for 5,000 naira, one asked for 200,000 naira. Now, what that means is the level of faith that Prof had on me, I've got never, if you look at my life, is right. No, for you. When you look at it, you say, ah, this is 5,000 naira. Ah, it's 5,000 naira. Then another person else, and look at me, ah, this one they give me. But is that making sense? When somebody can have a blank check, I was told that a woman came and made in her pocket, wrote a check, and then signed, say, fill the remaining details. When he looks at her physically, he may get that this is a poor woman. But it was $100 million check. But there are people that, no, when I have an opportunity, I have never asked God for a machine. And I will never. Maybe I'll ask for business. If I'm asked God for a vehicle, it's a car or more. Then my level of faith, I can't be asking for a machine. The car, that's my faith level. Now somebody else is merciful. That's what you can ask for. That is level of faith. I can ask for 1 million now because I've seen this level of my faith has been built up. I can trust God for it. So many people, when you hear their prayer point, you can tell their faith level and their expectations. You understand? When you hear people's prayer point, you can tell what they believe God can do. That's why one of the bad questions for somebody to ask me, what do you want? And what somebody else is going to be? So there should be there. I can tell you what I want straight. And if you give me that opportunity, be ready for mega demand. You understand? Just one day, don't worry, just tell me. I say, Papa, what can I do for you? Just tell me one day. And then you be ready to tell me one day in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not look at how, I don't know, I will tell you what I need real. I don't know anybody that God will use to bless me. You know, that's the way I live. My faith is anybody can be used to be a channel of blessing to my life. Are you together? Yes. So a request reveals your faith in God. How do you solve that problem? How do you believe in God? Or what is your faith level? Now stand up and begin to pray. What is your faith level? When we hear about the kind of things you are asking, if you are asking God for 5,000 naira, I believe that is your level. Ask him for something by his capacity. You know what you mean for Harry? Buhari said, ask me for something. And then you meet the local government chairman of Boko Haram, local government. Two of them say, ask me for money. You know, you don't ask them when they say, Mama. Hallelujah. And then number 7, finally, no request, no supply. John 16:24. No request, no supply. John 16:24 says, he therefore that ye ask nothing in my name. Then he said what? Ask and what? Ye shall receive that your joy might be full. Praise God. Number one I said was what? Oh, number one, why you must ask? He said, your asking reveals who you are depending on. Number two was what? Okay, your asking shows who you depend on. What was number two?
When you make a request, show
you the exact thing. Okay, your request shows your excitedness of what you want. Yes, number three? Now, when you ask, I said, it grant God the permission to what? To give. Grant the permission to act, actually. Yes. Number four was what? Asking enabled us to know, because that was the person I asked for to do this. Let's say when I came in and I saw this light on this place, I enabled me to know who did it, because that was the person I asked for. Okay, you take care of it. Is that not true? Yes. Number five was what? Asking cancel assumption. So don't assume my needs until you verbalize it. Number five. Number six. Asking reduce our level of faith. And number seven, finally, I said it was what? No request, no supply. Now, finally, on conclusion, what you don't have may be something you have not asked God for. You understand, guys? Have you asked God for that thing? It's in your mind, it's in your mind and imagination, but have you said it to God? No matter what you see from my 7th grade, we read the Bible, say, I know your need, but before I give you, ask it. Are we together? Are we together? What it is God's will in the Bible, request for it. James chapter 5 verse 27, we know that God answers us what we ask him according to what his will. Do you understand that, guys? Once it is in the Bible, his house in the Bible. Have you asked God for a house? Can I say I'm not? But it's in the Bible. His wife in the Bible. Have you asked God for a wife? His car in the Bible. Yes. Have you asked God for a wife? No. These are many things that are very, very casual. But believe this word of God. That's what we hear, the word of God. It's opening your mind. Is that true? You must ask him. Now, I did something, but I brought some sheets here, praise God. Now, I'll give you. This. Now, get a barrel. Now, get a barrel. We'll do an exercise. Praise God. Praise God. Now, the next 10 minutes, we'll do that. Now, I pray for those, anybody listening to this message, because this message is going off from now. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone that listens to this message, make a request of your spirit, your soul, and your body. Make it and verbalize to God. And you do it, I pray for you, that in the name of Jesus, your requests are granted in the name of Jesus. And your request shall be delivered unto you. As we apply these principles to your life, they will work for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We can stop it now. Then let's go and exercise here with ourselves.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.